ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
भगवती वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
के महाशक्ति
रजस्य जन्मा
उत्पतां नशनायां
कर्माणि
अकर्तु ग्रहणायां
पुंसं
नानु
अन्यथा
का अर्हति देहजोगं परहं गुणानं रजस्य जन्मोत्पतनाशनाय कर्मण्यकर्तुर्ग्रहणाय पुंसं नन्वन्यथा कोऽर्हति देहजोगम् परो गुणानाम् उत कर्मतन्त्रम् अजस्य जन्मोत्पतनाशनाय कर्मण्यकर्तुर्ग्रहणाय
पुंसं
नन्वन्यथा कोऽर्हति देहजोगा परो गुणानामुत
कर्मतन्त्रा
अजस्य जन्मोत्पतनासनाय कर्मण्यकर्तुर्ग्रहणाय
पुंसं
नन्वन्यथा कोऽर्हति देहजोगा परो गुणानाम् उत कामतन्त्रा
Махашакти.
Махашакти. Вы, пожалуйста, скажите ему, что ему нужно срочно прийти, и может даже не срочно прийти.
Данма.
Данма.
Появление.
Появление.
Утпатана саная.
Утпатана саная.
Кармани,
кармани,
а карту,
того, кто не имеет никаких обязанностей,
граханая,
предпринимать,
кумсан,
всех людей,
ману аньята,
иначе,
ка,
ка,
кто.
Arhati,
arhati,
deha jogam, paraha, mahashakti,
mahashakti,
jai mahashakti ki,
jai,
gunanam,
gunanam,
Ута,
ута,
что говорит о,
что говорит о,
карматантрам,
карматантрам,
закон причины
следствия.
Translation. The appearance of the Lord is manifested for the annihilation of the upstarts. His activities are transcendental and are enacted for the understanding of all persons. Otherwise, since the Lord is transcendental to all material modes, what purpose could he serve by coming to earth?
Перевод. Господь приходит сюда для того, чтобы уничтожить самонадеянных негодяев, Его деяния трансцендентны, и он совершает их только чтобы просветить людей. Какую еще цель может преследовать трансцендентный гуна материальной природы Господь, приходя на землю?
Purport. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Brahma Samhita 5.1. The form of the Lord is eternal, blissful, and all-knowing.
Комментарий. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Brahma Samhita 5.1. Форма Господа вечна, исполнена блаженства и знания.
His so-called birth is therefore an appearance only, like the birth of the sun on the horizon.
Поэтому его так называемое рождение всего лишь видимость, оно подобно появлению солнца на горизонте.
His birth does not, like the living entities, take place under the influence of material nature and the bondage of the reactions of past deeds.
В отличие от рождения других живых существ, его появление на свет не определяется законами материальной природы и не является результатом его прошлой деятельности.
His works and activities are independent pastimes and are not subject to the reactions of the material nature.
Поступки и деяния Господа — это игры, изъявление Его свободной воли, на которую не распространяется действие законов материальной.
In Bhagavad-gita it is said, Namam karmani lumpanti name karma phale spriha iti mam yogi janati karma bir sa na sabadyate. The law of karma enacted by the Supreme Lord for the living entities cannot be applicable to Him, nor has the Lord any desire to improve Himself by activities like those of ordinary living beings.
В Бхагавад-гите сказано, действие закона кармы, установленного Верховным Господом для живых существ, не распространяется на Него самого. И в отличие от других живых существ, Господь никогда не занимается какой-либо деятельностью ради того, чтобы улучшить свое положение.
Ordinary living beings work for the improvement of their conditional lives, but the Lord is already full of opulence, all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge and renunciation.
Обыкновенные живые существа трудятся для того, чтобы улучшить условия своего существования в материальном мире. Но Господь уже обладает всеми богатствами, всей силой, всей славой, всей красотой, всем знанием и отрешенностью.
Why should he desire improvement?
Ему не к чему стремиться.
And no one can excel him in any opulence, and therefore the desire for improvement is absolutely useless for him.
Никто не может превзойти Господа ни в одном из его совершенств, поэтому у него нет никаких причин стремиться улучшить свое положение.
One should always discriminate between the activities of the Lord and those of ordinary living beings.
Необходимо всегда видеть разницу между деяниями Господа и действиями обычных живых существ.
Thus one may come to the right conclusion regarding the Lord's transcendental position.
Только так можно правильно понять трансцендентное положение Господа.
One who can come to the conclusion of the Lord's transcendence can become a devotee of the Lord and can at once be freed from all reactions of his past deeds.
Тот, кто осознал, что Господь трансцендентен, может стать преданным Господу и избавиться от всех последствий своих прошлых поступков.
It is said, Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. The Lord minimizes or nullifies the reactionary influences of the devotee's past deeds.
Господь судит минимуму или полностью уничтожает все последствия прошлой деятельности первого.
The activities of the Lord are to be accepted and relished by all living entities.
Все живые существа должны слушать повествование о деянии Господа и наслаждаться ими.
His activities are to attract the ordinary man towards the Lord.
Цель деяний Господа — привлечь к себе обыкновенных людей.
The Lord always acts in favor of the devotees, and therefore, ordinary men who are fugitive actors or seekers of salvation may be attracted to the Lord when He acts as a protector of the devotees.
Господь привлекает к себе обыкновенных людей, корми и ищущих спасения деяний, тем, что всегда действует в интересах своих преданных и защищает их.
The fugitive actors can attain their goals by devotional service, and the salvationists can also attain their goal in life by devotional service to the Lord. The devotees do not want the fruitive results of their work, nor do they want any kind of salvation. They relish the superhuman activities of the Lord, such as His lifting Govardhan Hill in his killing the demon Putana in infancy.
Они наслаждаются нектаром удивительных сверхъестественных деяний Господа, например, его детскими играми, во время которых он поднял полуговоршан и убил бедную кушу.
His activities are enacted to attract all kinds of men, karmis, gyanis, and bhaktas.
А Господь совершил эти действия, чтобы привлечь к себе всех людей, карми, гьяни и бхакти.
Because he is transcendental to all laws of karma, there is no possibility of his accepting a form of maya, as is forced on the ordinary living entities who are bound by the actions and reactions of their own deeds.
Трансцендентный ко всем законам кармы, он никогда не принимает трансцендентных форм майи, как это вынуждены делать обыкновенные живые существа, скованные цепями своей деятельности и ее последствий.
The second purpose of his appearance is to annihilate the upstart asuras, and to stop the nonsense of atheistic propaganda by less intelligent persons.
Вторая по значимости цель прихода Господа на землю — уничтожить самонадеянных асуров и положить конец вздорной пропаганде атеизма, которые ведут не слишком разумные.
But the Lord's cause is mercy. The asuras who are killed personally by the personality of Godhead get salvation.
По беспричинной милости Господа асура, погибшая от его руки, получает освобождение.
The meaningful appearance of the Lord is always distinct from ordinary birth.
Приход Господа на землю всегда исполнен глубокого смысла и не имеет ничего общего с рождением обыкновенных людей.
Even the pure devotees have no connection with the material body. And certainly the Lord, who appears as he is, in his Satchidananda form, is not limited by material form.
Даже чистый преданный не зависит от материального тела, не говоря уже о Господе.
Lord Krishna's form is purely spiritual.
Форма Кришны полностью духовна.
Srila Prabhupada begins the purport by quoting word Brahma.
Srila Prabhupada начинает комментарий, цитируя слова Господа Брахма.
Lord Brahma says that the supreme controller, the supreme Ishwara is Krishna.
Господь Брахма говорит, что высший управляющий, высший Ишвара — это Кришна.
And he says that Krishna's form is Satchidananda.
Он говорит, что форма Кришны является Satchidananda.
Not a body made like our body.
Его тело сделано не так же, как наше.
Made out of bones and blood and flesh.
Оно не состоит из костей, крови и плоти.
But his body is comprised of eternal knowledge and ecstasy.
Его тело состоит из вечного знания и экстаза.
Primarily, the Lord's form is known as Anandamaya, which means it's a form of pure bliss.
Основная форма Господа называется Анандамая, то есть форма чистого блаженства.
And Krishna's greatest joy is to take that form of pure bliss and engage in blissful relationships with his devotees.
И наивысшее наслаждение Кришна получает, когда эта форма высшего блаженства, то есть имеет какие-то взаимоотношения с его преданными.
In the seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that everything material and spiritual emanates from that form.
В 7 главе Бхагавад-гиты Господь Кришна говорит, что все материальное и духовное исходит из этой формы.
But he says, I'm the source of everything.
Он говорит, я источник всего.
Aham sarvasya prabho matat sarvam pravartate. He says that there's no energy that's greater than me. There's nothing superior to me.
Нет никакой энергии, которая была бы более великой, чем я. Нет у меня ничего высшего, выше, чем я.
But then he explains that the modes of material nature, they come from him. And he explains that all living beings within this material conditional world are under the influence of those modes of material nature.
Он объясняет, что все материальные живые существа, все живые существа, находящиеся в этом смертном мире, они находятся под влиянием этих гун материальных.
But Krishna very emphatically says, I'm never under the influence of the three modes.
Кришна подчеркивает, что я никогда не нахожусь под влиянием этих гун.
They act under my direction.
Они действуют под моим контролем.
But I never come under their influence.
Но я никогда не попадаю под их влияние.
So this is the difference between Krishna and the living entity.
В этом разница между Кришной и живым существом.
Krishna has an eternal form that's always transcendental.
Кришна есть вечная форма, которая всегда трансцендентна.
And our position is having fallen away from the Lord. We accept so many gross and subtle changeable forms within material nature.
Но наше положение заключается в том, что когда мы отошли от Господа, мы принимаем столько различных грубых и тонких форм.
So Srila Prabhupada speaks here specifically about the cause of Krishna's appearance in this
world.
Since he has a spiritual body, he's not forced to come into this world in the way that we're forced to come into this world. Krishna descends by his Atma Maya. Srila Prabhupada often says that that means that Krishna comes into this world by his own sweet will. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he explains the reason for Krishna's advent. He says that Krishna has different reasons for coming here. Just like Prabhupada is quoting here that the first purpose in Krishna's coming is to deliver his pious devotees, and the second reason he comes is to annihilate the miscreants.
Например, Прабхупада говорит здесь, что первая причина для Кришны — это спасти своих обольщенных преданных, вторая — это уничтожить негодяев.
So when he comes here to deliver his pious devotees, he also wants to have wonderful pastimes with his devotees. In fact, it's said that Krishna's only interest is to have exchange with his bhaktas. He wants to love Mother Yashoda. He wants to jump up on Mother Yashoda's lap and see Mother Yashoda crying and crying and crying, and milk coming from her breast. Krishna, every day he goes up to the pasturing ground and he pastures the cows. And while he's gone, Mother Yashoda is in complete anxiety. Oh, maybe some demon will come and kill Krishna. When Krishna goes out in the morning, Mother Yashoda, she takes Balaram. She says, "Balaram, you're his big brother. Take your club out there. If any demons come by, smash them."
И когда Кришна собирается уходить, Мать Яшода подходит к Баларам и говорит: «Баларам, ты его старший брат, так что ты возьми, так сказать, свою палец, и если там какой-то демон появится, то ты его сразу».
Баларам takes his club and he's ready to smash anyone.
И так Баларам берется с палец, и он готов.
Баларам is actually Krishna's brother. Баларам is Krishna's brother.
Баларам — это брат Кришны.
So he has the relationship, like a fraternal relationship with Krishna. But because he's older than Krishna, he also has a little bit of a parental relationship with Krishna. He's always protective. He's always protective about his little brother. You know, to make sure that no one smashes him. So then Krishna, he goes out and he plays with the cowherd boys all day. And then when he's coming home in the evening, Yashoda Devi, she's just pacing back and forth on the front porch of her house.
She
said, "Oh Lord Narayan, please protect me from being killed by a demon. Oh Lord Hari, please protect my boy." And then Krishna finally arrives home. And she's, because she's always completely absorbed in thought of Krishna, when Krishna arrives, she can't tell whether she's just thinking of Krishna or Krishna is actually there.
И поскольку она постоянно поглощена мыслями о Кришне, то есть она даже не может понять, то есть она просто думает о нем, или он уже сам пришел.
So Krishna runs and he jumps up on the lap of Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda, she's just crying, crying, crying. Krishna leans over and goes, "Mother, stop crying. I'm here, it's me."
Krishna goes, "Mama,
stop crying, I finally come." So Krishna, he wants to have relationship with his devotee. And that's actually Krishna's real desire. But when he comes down into this world, he has to finish the demons also. So when Krishna comes, He brings all the other manifestations of Krishna along with him. Krishnadas Kaviraj says they come inside of Krishna. So he brings Mahavishnu along with him. And whenever there's a demon that has to be killed, that demon is killed by the Mahavishnu form of Krishna. So Krishna's main interest is to have loving exchanges with his devotees. So he appears in this world with all of his associates from the spiritual world. And he shows very, very beautiful pastimes in order to attract all of us away from our material conditional life. And he does so in a spiritual body that is not touched by the modes of material nature. So this is the supreme position of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada says, it's not that Krishna comes here and performs activities in relationship to his devotees because he wants to try to increase his happiness or to improve the situation. How can Krishna improve the situation? He's already possessing all wealth, all strength, all knowledge, all fame, all renunciation, all beauty. He has opulence in full. That's the definition of God. That no one can equal him and no one can excel him. He's the greatest. So he's certainly not desiring to try to make his situation better. But he wants to exchange love with his devotees. And he just wants to have pure exchange of bhakti with all of his devotees in the world. So this is Krishna's idea. Krishna's point in coming here. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Krishna has two crowning qualities. One is that he's bhaktivatsal. Bhaktivatsal means that he loves all of his devotees. Any service that any of Krishna's devotees will ever do for Krishna, Krishna will always remember, and he'll always love his devotees for that. Srila Prabhupada used to say that Krishna had a little book. And every time we do any devotional services, Krishna is marking down in his book that devotional service that we're doing. You see, or take for example in the Krishna book. There's that story of when Sudama Brahmana went to see Lord Krishna in Dwarka. And Krishna, he loved that Sudama Brahman so much. Because when they were boys, they were together in the Gurukula. And they had such loving relationship. They used to go out and they used to collect firewood in the jungle for Sandipani Muni. One night they were in the jungle and a big storm came and they couldn't make it back to the ashram.
And then
all night long they just sat there, you know, embracing one another to protect themselves from the rain. And then when Sudama Brahman went to see Lord Krishna, he didn't even ask anything, but Krishna gave him all opulence. Or Krishna so much loved the Pandavas that he became their messenger.
Или, например, Кришна настолько любил пандавов, что он стал их посланником.
But Krishna so much loved Arjuna that he became his chariot driver.
Krishna настолько любил Арджуну, что стал его колесничим.
He says, so Krishna loves his devotees very much.
Так Кришна очень любит своих преданных.
So that's one crowning quality. And the other crowning quality is that no one can excel Krishna in exchanging transcendental love and relationship. But on the other hand, we have the conditioned souls. And why do we take birth in this world? We take birth because we're tightly bound up by the fruitive reactions of our past pious deeds and our past impious deeds.
Мы рождаемся в этом мире, потому что мы очень-очень крепко связаны кармическими последствиями своих прошлых благочестивых и греховных поступков.
It's explained throughout all of our literatures that the soul is transcendental.
Во всех наших книгах объясняется, что душа трансцендентна.
The soul is pure.
Душа чиста.
Krishna, in the beginning of the second chapter, he gives so many descriptions about the nature of the soul. But that soul becomes bound because when we have bodies, we engage in fruitive activities. So then we're forced. It's not that we independently come within this world and choose the forms that we want, but we're forced by the modes of material nature to accept different varieties of forms within this world. Then you'll get a certain set of senses that are centered around a particular type of mind. And then you try to engage in sense gratification in this world. And then for all of your actions, you simply become further bound in material life. For example, Srila Prabhupada was in Toronto in 1976. And I was cooking the breakfast down in the kitchen. I was listening to Prabhupada give Bhagavatam class. And Prabhupada was explaining this point that we become conditioned. We get a certain mind, certain senses, certain desire to enjoy within the material world. Prabhupada said, for example, the pig in Vrindavan. The svinya. The pigs in Vrindavan are very healthy. So nice and fat. Very powerful. Why are the pigs in Vrindavan very healthy? Because the pigs in Vrindavan are eating so much stool. Because they have a certain mind and a certain set of senses. They are attracted to stool. And actually, stool is very nutritious. If one will eat stool, one will become very fat and strong and healthy like Vrindavan pigs. And why is stool so healthy? Because stool is full of hydrophosphates. And if you will eat your hydrophosphata, then you will become fat and strong. So by that time all the devotees were laughing a lot. The Prabhupada said, and if you do not believe me, then you may try. So we get a certain set of senses and we get a mind and we come here and we start trying to enjoy.
Итак, у нас есть определенный ум, определенный набор чувств. Когда мы приходим сюда, мы пытаемся наслаждаться.
And every action that we engage in, it binds us to this world.
И каждая деятельность, которой мы занимаемся здесь, она связывает нас с материальным миром.
Every single thing that we do, it binds us up to repeated birth and death.
А все, что бы мы ни делали, оно привязывает нас к повторяющимся рождениям и смертям.
Шрила Прабхупада defines the material existence.
Шрила Прабхупада определяет материальное существование.
He says the first quality of material existence is you have to work like an ass for no happiness.
Он говорит, что первое качество материального существования то, что вам приходится работать как ослу, а за, так сказать, за полное отсутствие счастья.
You work so hard that foam comes on your mouth.
А вы работаете до такой степени, что у вас изо рта уже пена идет.
Every movement, every action that you make, it binds you to repeated birth and death.
Каждое движение, каждое действие, которое вы совершаете, оно привязывает вас к повторяющимся рождениям.
You're constantly full of fear.
Вы постоянно полны страха.
And then you just die.
И просто умираете.
There's so much labor, so much hard struggle within this world, and then you just die, and because you're bound to take birth again.
Осталось столько работы, столько старались, так сказать. Стремились к чему-то в этом материальном мире, затем вы умираете, поскольку вы связаны с этим материальным миром, вам приходится снова.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ashradadana Purusha, Dharmasyasya Parantapa, Papyamam Nivartante, Miktu Samsara Bhartmane. He says, if we don't have faith in his instructions, then we'll never be able to catch him, but the only thing that we'll get is repeated birth and death within this material world.
Bhagavad Gita, Krishna говорит, если у нас нет веры в его наставления, то мы не сможем прийти к нему, и единственное, к чему мы придем, это повторяющимся рождением.
So Krishna comes here on his own sweet will.
Так Кришна приходит сюда по своей собственной воле.
For my benefit.
А для моего блага.
For your benefit.
Для твоего блага.
To display his pastime.
Чтобы проявить свои игры.
And we come here because we're bound tightly at the neck by the modes of material nature.
А мы приходим сюда, потому что нас крепко схватило за глотку, так сказать.
Take birth as a Ruski.
Родись как русский.
Take birth as an Americanski.
Родись как американец.
Take birth as a cat or a dog.
Родись кошкой или собакой.
Nothing we can do.
Мы ничего не можем с этим поделать.
We have to take that birth.
Нам приходится принимать такое рождение.
But this is different between Lord's existence and our existence.
Итак, в этом разница между существованием Господа и нашим существованием.
But what is our good fortune? Even though we are conditional souls, and we're bound up so tightly by material nature, if we'll surrender to Krishna, he'll lift the influence of the material nature. And we'll stop being conditioned souls and we'll become free souls. But there's no way to do it other than surrendering to Krishna. Mama Maya Duratyaya. It's my energy and it's extremely difficult to overcome. On your own effort, you can't do it. My own effort, I can't do it. But we have to surrender to Krishna, who's the possessor of that energy. And then very easily, Krishna will lift the influence of Maya. So we're all engaging in that process. Chanting Hare Krishna. Following all of the different regulative principles of devotional service based upon hearing and chanting. And we find that the more we give ourselves to these activities, the more we feel ourselves coming into the realm of freedom.
Мы обнаруживаем, что чем больше мы отдаемся от такого рода действия, тем больше мы освобождаемся.
So now that we've all embraced this path of bhakti, we should simply go forward.
Теперь, когда мы все приняли, мы вступили на этот путь бхакти, мы должны просто идти по нему.
But to go forward, we need power.
Но чтобы идти, нам нужна сила.
Just like when you go down to Kazakhstan.
Если мы поедем в Казахстан.
And you go over by that Semipalatinsk.
И поедем в Семипалатинск.
Over in that area of Kazakhstan, I heard that they shoot rockets into outer space from that place.
Оттуда они, кажется, ракеты запускают.
They shoot all those Soyuz missiles into space.
Спутники Союза.
Now when the Sputnik Soyuz goes up, it has to have a lot of fuel to propel it.
Итак, чтобы этот спутник, так сказать, поднялся в воздух, ему нужно очень много горючего.
And if that fuel, if it propels that Soyuz long enough, then the Soyuz will go into orbit.
А если это горючего достаточно, то оно выведет Союз на орбиту.
And when it's in orbit, it won't fall down.
А с орбиты он уже не упадет.
You see, but it has to get into orbit.
Но до орбиты нужно добраться.
So we have to be propelled to go into the realm of pure devotional service.
Итак, мы должны запастись достаточным горючим, чтобы добраться до этого, до этой области чистого преданности.
When we get to that realm of pure devotion, we'll never fall down.
Когда мы доберемся до чистой преданности, мы уже туда не упадем.
So what is the power that we need to go to that realm?
Что же это за энергия, что же это за горючее, которое нам нужно, чтобы добраться до туда?
We need different things.
Нам нужны разные вещи.
Primarily, we need to make very strong endeavor.
То есть самое главное, это мы должны прилагать очень большие усилия.
To follow all of the principles of devotional service.
Следовать всем принципам преданного служения.
We have these four regulative principles that we follow.
У нас есть четыре ведущих принципа, которые.
We have to strictly follow the four regulative principles.
Мы должны следовать им очень строго.
If we follow strictly, mind and senses will become controlled.
Если мы будем строго следовать им, то ум и чувства будут под контролем.
We have sadhana bhakti yoga to follow.
А мы должны следовать sadhana bhakti yoga.
Sadhana bhakti yoga is a very scientific process which has been given by the Lord.
Sadhana bhakti yoga — это очень научный процесс, который был дан Господом.
Our great Goswamis, what did they do?
А что делали наши великие Госвами?
Nana shastra vichara naika nipuno shaddharma sangsthapako. They studied all of the revealed scriptures of the world. And they extracted from those scriptures the essence. And the essence of all the revealed scriptures is that the goal of life is Krishna's pure devotional service. So out of compassion for all of us fallen souls, they actually gave us the regulative principles of sadhana bhakti yoga by which Krishna could be achieved. So our rocket fuel that we need to get up into orbit is to strictly follow these principles.
Итак, то горючее, которое нам необходимо, чтобы выйти на орбиту, это строгое следование регулирующим
принципам. To strictly chant Hare Krishna mantra.
Строгое повторение Hare Krishna mantra.
Srila Prabhupada said that the most important regulative principle the spiritual master gives the disciple is to complete his 16 rounds every day.
Srila Prabhupada говорил, что самый важный принцип, который духовный учитель дает своему ученику, это
And we should chant with attention.
И мы должны повторять внимательно.
It's not that we should chant in an absent-minded sort of way.
То есть мы не должны так рассеянно повторять.
Haridas Thakur says that if we are inattentive when we chant Hare Krishna mantra.
Haridas Thakur говорит, что если повторяем Hare Krishna mantra, мы не внимательны.
That's the soil that all other offenses will grow in.
Это та самая почва, на которой зарастут все другие оскорбления.
So you should remember that when you chant the Mahamantra.
Когда мы повторяем Mahamantra, мы должны помнить об этом.
We can't be thinking about this, we can't be thinking about that.
Мы не должны думать о том или об этом.
But we should be hearing this transcendental sound vibration. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And that transcendental sound vibration will actually free us from the influence of the modes of material nature. Why? You may say, just 5 minutes ago, you said that Krishna will free us from the influence of the modes of material nature. Now you're saying Hare Krishna mantra will free us from the influence. That's because Hare Krishna mantra and Krishna are absolutely the same. Mam eva ye prapadyante, only if you surrender to me. So how do we surrender to Krishna? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada says, Krishna and His name are the same. And I am Krishna's servant. So I serve Krishna by serving the name. I serve the name by chanting properly. And I serve the name by distributing the name to each and every conditional soul within this world. So much importance is there. We won't fuel. If we want potency to go to the transcendental platform, you take that potency from Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What, where would the other fuel come from? Like sometimes in those rockets they have solid fuel. And then they have liquid fuel. So you need more fuel. Okay. So the other fuel, what will that be? Hearing about Krishna from these books. Always purifying one's consciousness by hearing the transcendental instructions that Srila Prabhupada gives in his books. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabi habe bujavase jugala puriti. How can we understand Krishna's activities in the spiritual world? Only if we become very enthusiastic to hear the books left by the Goswamis. And in our experience, who is the greatest Goswami? His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Such a great Goswami follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should study his books, and that will give us potency, that will give us fuel to actually become free from our conditional state of existence and go to the transcendental platform. So, how else will we get the fuel to go there? If we render service to the feet of the Vaishnavas. See, always seeing the Vaishnavas as being intimately connected to Lord Krishna and serving their lotus feet. Tadera charana seva bhakti sannivas janami janami hoy e abilas. We sang that this morning. E abilas, what does it mean? I have an abilas. Abilas means desire. My desire is to always live in the association of the devotees who are serving the six Goswamis. And when I'm living with those devotees, what should my activity be? I'll criticize them. I'll speak about them behind their backs. I'll do politics about them. I'll get this guy kicked out of the service so I can get the service. I'll create some scandal. Yep, that's not it. Serving the lotus feet. We live in the association of the devotees. We should serve the lotus feet of the devotees. And this way, we can actually achieve the mercy and pleasure of our spiritual master, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. Serving Vaishnava's feet is so important thing. Okay, this is just leading up to Prabhupada's disappearance. This season is going to Prabhupada's disappearance. So in 1977, I was in Vrindavan when Prabhupada passed away. And one day, one of Prabhupada's associates came to see him. His name was Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji. He was Prabhupada's godbrother. Prabhupada told us he was pure devotee. Prabhupada loved him very much. So I was outside of Prabhupada's room and I saw him standing there. I said, "Yes, Maharaj, may I help you?" "I want to see Prabhupada." "Immediately." "I want to see Prabhupada." So I ran into Prabhupada's room. I said, "Krishnadas has come." And Prabhupada's servant told Prabhupada, "Prabhupada's lying on his bed." And I ran out and I said, "Come, Maharaj." So he ran into Prabhupada's room. He was about 80 years old. Very, very small person. But very athletic. So he ran into Prabhupada's room and he jumped up on Prabhupada's bed. He sat down right next to Prabhupada. And then, what did they do? They started joking with one another. And he would say something to Prabhupada and Prabhupada would start to laugh. And then Prabhupada would say something to him and he would laugh. So they just started cracking jokes. And then he said something to Prabhupada.
And
Prabhupada went, Padadar charana seva bhakta sanivas chanami janami hoy e adiva. Prabhupada quoted that line from the song.
He
said, "My only desire, birth after birth, is to live in the association of Vaishnavas and serve their feet." Prabhupada said that. I went, wow. He said, such a pure devotee, and he just wants to live with the Vaishnavas and serve their feet. Such a pure desire. And then the Babaji, he became a little amazed at Prabhupada's death. But after a few seconds, he made another joke to Prabhupada. Prabhupada made another joke to him. And it started again. Then he made some joke to Prabhupada. Prabhupada went, Adara charana seva bhakta sanivas janami janami hoy heyadivas. And Prabhupada said, and I went, wow. I said, just see the desire of the pure devotee. Doesn't want wealth, doesn't want fame, doesn't want prestige. Just wants to stay with the devotees and serve their feet. I was amazed. And then after a few minutes, that associate of Prabhupada, he sang one very beautiful song to Prabhupada. All about Lord Krishna's holy names. You know that song, Bibavari Sesha Loka Provesha Hidvachari Uttajiva Balo Hari Hari Mukunda Morari Ram Krishna Haya Griva Shringa Bhamana Shimadu Surana. You know that song. It just describes Krishna's holy names. There's another song which is just like that, written by Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura. He sang that song to Prabhupada. Just so Prabhupada could hear about Putana Katana and Ravana and Thakura. And so he could just hear the names of Krishna, because when the pure devotee hears the names of Krishna, he sees and he associates with Krishna. This is Sankirtan. He was glorifying Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. So then he looked at Prabhupada and said, "I must go." And then Prabhupada said, "Be sure that he gets prasad." So then Prabhupada's secretary told me, he said, "You quickly run and get him some Mahaprasad." So I took that associate of Prabhupada. I said, "You sit down and I'll go get you Mahaprasad."
He
said, "Only bring me a little bit."
Он сказал, чуть-чуть, пожалуйста.
Don't bring me a big, bring me a little lager. So then I went and I got him two lagers.
Я принес ему два лагера.
And I brought those lagers back to him. Oh.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And then he was going to leave the guest house. And he stepped out of the front of the guest house. And he looked down. He saw Prabhupada's sister sitting there. Prabhupada's sister looked just like Prabhupada. But with the white sari on. And completely, she was bent over completely at her waist. So he looked at her and went. And she looked at him and went. And I went, what is this? And here's a Maharaj. And he looks like he really loves that woman. I said, Maharaj is not supposed to love women. And he's a big saint, and she's going like this. I mean, what's the matter with these people? And then she got up, and she was completely bent over. And she said, I'm going to touch your feet. He said, do what you want. So then he started going towards, she started going towards his feet. And she was like completely bent over with her stick. It was real difficult for her. She was trying to touch his feet. And then when she would just about have her fingers on his feet, and very quickly he backed up. Start laughing. And she'd look up and go, you rascal. You rascal, I'm going to get your feet. Oh, go ahead, do what you want. So then she'd go and she'd start going towards his feet. Then he'd back up again. And then finally he said, okay, do what you want to do. So then she went down, she took the dust from his feet, rubbed all over her head, took off her glasses, rubbed over her eyes. And then he looked at her. He had those two ladus.
Mahaprasad.
She went, ah. So then he took one ladu and gave it to her. It's good? You know why it's so good? Because it was made by Sadbuj. So then she had this little bottle of Ganga water. She always carried with her. And I asked her one time, I said, why do you always carry that Ganga water? She told me, she said, I'm an old woman. My body is so rotten and filthy and contaminated. She said, whenever I sit and touch anything, I completely contaminate that place. So whenever I get up, I sprinkle Ganga water to purify the place. Nice consciousness, isn't it? So she had her little bottle of Ganga water. She looked at him and said, Ganga water? Put his hand down. Took some Ganga water like that. And then they spoke for 2 minutes and they left. I was thinking, wow, these people
They're actually on the transcendental platform.
They
don't have any bodily conception of life. They're not bound up by the material modes of nature. Everything about them is free. And their love that they show for one another is actually pure. I said, it's such a beautiful thing. So, that's more rocket fuel. One type of rocket fuel is chanting Mahamantra. One type of rocket fuel is hearing the transcendental instructions of Srila Prabhupada in the books of our Goswamis. One type of rocket fuel is serving the feet of the holy Vaishnavas. Following all of the different regulative principles of sadhana bhakti yoga that are given to us by our acharyas in the Shastra. Sadhu sanganam kirtan bhagavat shivan maturava shri murti shradai seva. Five varieties of devotional service that are so powerful that Mahaprabhu says that even if you keep your senses a little in touch with them, prema bhakti will come to you.
А эти пять основных видов преданного служения настолько благоприятны, что читание Махапрабху говорит, что если мы хотя бы чуть-чуть займем свои чувства в этой деятельности, то нам гарантированно примем бхакти.
So always keep that fuel in your rocket.
Так мы всегда должны, так сказать, сохранить это топливо.
And then you'll be pushed until you actually go into orbit.
И тогда мы наконец доберемся до орбиты.
And what does that orbit mean?
А что означает орбита?
Brahmabhutta prasanatmana sochati nakankshati samaksarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktin labhate param. You come to the spiritual platform.
А мы приходим на духовный уровень.
You come out of the realm of sadhana.
Мы выходим из области садхана.
You go into the realm of perfection.
В область совершенства.
Which is known as bhava bhakti. And then no longer are you conditioned by the modes of material nature.
И вы больше не обусловлены гунами материальной природы.
So many wonderful qualities are there.
Там есть столько замечательных качеств.
But the most amazing quality is from that position you can serve Krishna directly. Srila Prabhupada said, when we come to the spiritual platform, then actual devotional service begins. Now we're practicing to come to that position.
But
by our practice and practice and practice and strong endeavor, then we'll actually come to the position of perfection. So we have to keep the rocket full of fuel. And what happens if the rocket is going up and then all of a sudden there's a leak in the fuel tank and all the fuel goes out?
То есть ракета летит и вдруг там пробоина в этом самом по топливном отсеке и топливо вытекает.
Down to earth.
Она падает на землю.
So what does that mean?
Что это означает?
That means we have to remain constantly engaged in these activities. If we actually want to get Krishna's mercy and go beyond the influence of material nature. And if we don't, there's every chance that we can fall back down into the material world. But you may say, but so many problems are coming. My mind is agitated. My senses are agitated. You know, the karmis are horrible. My temple president is trying to make me do something I don't want to do. You know, my wife is crazy. You know, my kids are taking drugs. So many problems are there. What to do? Yeah. And what does the Shastra say? It says you go on tolerating everything. Because these are all reactions of your past karma. And while you're tolerating all these things, you keep glorifying Krishna incessantly. Always chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Glorify Krishna with your words, with your heart, with your body. And then if we will go on glorifying Krishna and patiently awaiting His mercy, then we'll become the fit recipients of pure devotional service. What's your name? So Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Krishna, he'll look down, he'll go, Borsha boy. This Navadvip Chandra. So many tests he's undergone.
Кришна посмотрит и скажет, Господи, этот Навадвипа Чандра, он столько различных, так сказать, испытаний.
So many trials, so many tribulations.
Сколько трудностей и испытаний у него было.
You know, his mind was such a rascal for such a long time.
И так долго его ум был полон негодяя.
And he tolerated everything.
И он вытерпел все.
And he just kept going, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And now he's become an old man. Now the body is falling apart. He can't see anymore. And it's got a bad back. And his teeth are falling out. And still he's chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me give that Navadvip Chandra some mercy. Then the Lord will bestow His full grace upon you. And then you'll come to the spiritual platform of life. So that has to be our position. Never give up this path of devotional service. Never look to the right, never look to the left. Never think that we can make some, you know, material plan for making our situation better in this world.
Никогда не думай, что мы можем каким-то образом улучшить, так сказать, свое положение в этом материальном мире.
Every material plan will always fail.
Любой материальный план, так сказать, в конце концов.
Only success will come through surrender to Krishna.
Закончится неудача. Единственный успех это когда мы предадимся Кришне.
And then Krishna will take us to the spiritual path.
И Кришна заберет нас в духовный.
But you have to make heavy endeavor.
Мы должны очень тяжело стараться.
But you can say, oh, Maharaj, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, don't think that you're the doer.
Но вы скажете, Maharaj, в Bhagavad Gita же Кришна говорит, что не мы совершаем действия.
Krishna says, if you think that you're the doer, then you're... He's a boshoy, a very good one. So, it is a fact. But Krishna also says in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that there are different factors which will determine any action. The success of any action. And one of those factors is called cheshta. And cheshta means endeavor.
Cheshta означает усилие.
So, and then after endeavor,
а после усилий,
is the super soul.
А идет сверх душа.
He says, so Krishna says, you are a doer.
Кришна говорит так, что ты совершаешь действие.
But the ultimate doer is the super soul.
Но в конечном смысле это сверх душа.
So don't think that we can just go, okay, I just have faith and everything's going to happen.
Так что не думайте, что просто у меня есть вера, и все остальное будет само собой.
That's the position of our Christian brothers and sisters.
Это наши братья и сестры христиане.
They say, just have faith on Jesus Christ.
Говорят, просто уверуйте в Иисуса Христа.
And do any damn thing you want to do.
И делайте все, что хотите.
And Jesus is going to take you back to the spiritual world.
Иисус заберет вас в духовный мир.
But our understanding is that we are dependent on mercy.
Наше понимание таково, что мы зависим от милости.
But to get that mercy, we have to qualify.
Но чтобы обрести эту милость, мы должны стать квалифицированными.
We have to make strong endeavor.
Мы должны прилагать сильные усилия.
Just like this is month of Damodar.
Мы сейчас месяц Дамодар.
So, what is Damodar Lila?
А что за
Mother Yashoda has a baby. And the milk chick is taking milk from Mother Yashoda's breast. And then in the kitchen, the milk starts to boil over. And Sadhguruji isn't taking care of the milk. And then Mother Yashoda puts the baby down. And then she runs to take the milk off. And the baby goes, "What's the matter with this woman? How is that
with
the good time drinking her breast milk? And she put me down. Why did she do something like that for?" And then he starts to have one of those fits. Goes over to the yogurt pot, breaks the yogurt pot. Goes over to the ghee and the butter, starts eating the ghee and the butter. Calls the monkeys. The monkeys come down, starts feeding the obesia. And it starts breaking the pots. There's a little wild guy. And then the soda comes back and says, "What's the matter with you?" She said, "I do everything for you. Why do you think I went and took that milk off the stove?" "Because Sadhguruji wasn't taking care of it. And I wanted to make some good sweets for you. I can't make sweets better than Sadhguruji." "And some rasagula. So many nice things I was going to make for you. I was going to make some ghee. And some yogurt. Yum, yum, yum. So many nice things I was going to make. And you stare at you like a rascal. So I'm going to beat you." So then what did she do? Put a stick in her hand. And then that little boy started running for Mother Yashoda. Now, I mean, it's strange. He's the Paramatma. Krishna is the Paramatma. He is Brahman. He is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, he says, "Everything that exists, it comes from me. I'm the most powerful thing that exists." And yet, this lady is chasing him with a stick. And his eyes are so big. Tears are coming out of his eyes. He's going, Mommy, no. And you can imagine how beautiful he was. Just a small child. A little fat. Naked. Curly black hair. Maybe he had a string of pearls around his neck.
And some
ankle bracelets. You ever see like a little boy, how like fat their legs become? How cute they look, yeah. And so dark blue color.
This
little guy is running in front of Mother Yashoda. And he's really afraid of Mother Yashoda. I mean, fear personified fears that form. And yet, he's fearful of his mother. So she's chasing him with a stick. And then all of the ladies in the neighborhood come over. And some of the ladies, they say, "Beat him! The kid's a rascal! I catch that kid every day in my kitchen." There's so many boys. There's so many monkeys. And they're feeding the monkeys all of our butter and ghee. And then when I chastise him, you know what he does? He stands in the middle of my kitchen and he passes urine. And I've got this new baby in my home. And it took me 3 hours the other night to get that baby to go to sleep. And as soon as I got the baby to sleep, what did Krishna do? Sneaking in the baby's room. And he came up to the baby. He went, "Ah!" And he pinched the baby right on his bum.
Ладно, так поверь.
Так всю ночь.
And then the other girl there said, no, don't beat him, he's too sweet. And then the sort of lady said, okay. Finally the sort of caught the boy. She said, I'm
going to
tie you up. There's a big pot that I make yogurt in. And I'm going to tie you to that pot so you can't do any nonsense. So she acted like, you know, baby's eyes are so big. No, mommy, don't hurt me. And she grabs that boy and takes him right over to the yogurt pot. And she turns to one of her friends and says, bring me a rope. So this Nanda Maharaj has got 900,000 cows. And you know that whenever you milk a cow, you have to tie up their back legs. Otherwise, they take their leg and go, pink! And they knock over the pot of milk when you're milking the cow. I said, bring me a rope! So they brought her a rope. And she put it around the pot.
Did
you put it around Krishna?
Krishna.
It was two fingers too short.
She said,
bring me another rope. So they brought another rope. She tied it up.
And
she put it around. Two fingers too short. Bring another rope. They brought another rope, tied it up. And they put it around. Two fingers too short. Because the pot wasn't getting bigger. Krishna's belly wasn't getting bigger. It was all the same. It was always two fingers too short. So this was going on. Mother Yashoda was going, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna! Krishna! Sweat was coming on her head. Hair was falling down. Sari was falling off. And she was crying, Krishna! And finally Krishna looked up and he said, and Krishna thought, my mother, she's really making a big endeavor in my direction. She's really making a big endeavor for me.
Старается для меня.
Huge endeavor.
Очень, очень большие усилия прилагает.
And Krishna went, Parashu. And he gave him mercy. And then they tied those ropes around Krishna, and he was bound. Bound by not just ropes, but bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. You see, so what are those two fingers? What do those two fingers stand for? One finger is your strong endeavor to keep the fuel in the rocket.
А один из них это ваши, так сказать, постоянные усилия, чтобы горючее было в ракете.
We have to make a huge endeavor.
Мы должны прилагать еще большие усилия.
I've already described so many types of endeavors.
Я уже описал много разных усилий.
Another type of endeavor is to always serve the preaching mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Еще одно усилие это постоянно служить проповеднической миссии Шри Чайтаньи Махапрабху.
And if we make powerful endeavor in that way,
если мы будем таким образом прилагать усилия,
then the Lord will go,
Господь скажет, хорошо.
Let's take all Navadvip Chandra.
Заберем кого Навадвип Чандра.
And then the Lord will bestow His mercy upon him.
Господь прольет на него свою милость.
That's what those two fingers stand for in the Damodara Lila.
Таким образом, эти два пальца Damodara Lila означают именно вот это.
So we should always remember that.
Мы все должны помнить об этом.
Powerful attempt in chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Такие большие усилия в повторении Hare Krishna.
Powerful attempt and engaging in all the activities of devotional service. Powerful endeavor to always serve Guru Maharaj. Powerful endeavor to spread the Sankirtan movement for Lord Chaitanya. If you make powerful endeavor, then go, Harasho. Come on, let's go to the spiritual world. That's how we'll get there. That's how we'll actually go. We have to become very enthusiastic and make a powerful endeavor. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai!
Srila Vishnupada ki.
Jai!
Hare Krishna Maharaj Vyasa Pooj Maha Mahotsava ki.
Jai!
Srinu Navadvip Dham Ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Om Premanande Ki Jai.
Кришна
сказал, что я дал тебе потом.
Кришна
was just a, he was just a, like Bal Gopal. He's only about 5 years old.
Не только 5 лет.
Krishna has 3 different ages.
У него есть 3 разных возраста.
When he's just a boy, he shows perfection by engaging in relationships with his parents.
А когда он еще маленький мальчик, он, так сказать, проявляет совершенство, общается со своими родителями.
And then when he becomes a little bit older, then he shows perfection by engaging in a relationship with all his cowherd boyfriends. And then when he attains youth, when he is like 15 years old, then he attains the perfection of relationship by his association with gopis in Vrindavan. That was relationship with Mother Yasoda. He was just a young boy. Like a little boy in the home. Yeah.
Гуру Махарадж, я слышал давно уже очень, что в материальном мире игры Господа не проявляются с таким особым нектаром, которого нет в духовном мире. Не могли бы вы объяснить?
That in the material world Krishna pastimes are manifested with some special nectar that isn't present in the spiritual world.
No, Krishna's pastimes are in this world. Or a replica of his pastimes in the spiritual world. See, what he does there, he does here also. And he does that specifically to attract us. Kaviraj Goswami says that Krishna's mentality, he says, I'm going to go to the material world and I'm going to perform pastimes that are so amazing that it's just going to blow everyone's mind.
He said, I'm
going to perform all these pastimes with my devotees. Yoga Maya is going to cover everyone up. They're all going to forget that I'm God.
Все забудут, что я Бог.
And we're going to have some good times down there.
И мы там будем веселиться.
Krishna actually likes that a lot.
Krishna на самом деле это очень нравится.
When people approach Krishna as being the supreme God, then he can tolerate.
А когда когда люди обращаются к Кришне как к Верховному Господу, он это терпит.
But when they serve Krishna, when Krishna's true devotees serve him, free from that conception of awe and majesty, that Krishna really, he enjoys that emotion.
Но когда чистый преданный Кришна обращается к нему без вот этого, так сказать, благоговения, то Кришне это очень нравится.
You see, if Krishna's friend comes to him and says, "Hey, what's the matter with you?"
Если вдруг Кришна подходит и говорит, "Эй, что с тобой?"
You think you're better than me?
Ты что, думаешь, лучше, чем я?
You think you're a big guy because you're not Maharaja's son?
Ты думаешь, ты такой важный, потому что ты, так сказать, сын Анны
Махараджи? I want you to understand something. I want you to understand something. You and I are equals. Just get it in your head, okay?
Okay, понял.
Now carry me on your shoulders. Krishna loves it.
Krishna
sometimes Krishna will go to one of his girlfriends in Vrindavan. And they'll speak very strong words to him. You rascal, you've tricked us and cheated us in so many ways. Who do you think you are anyhow? Leave this place, we don't want to have your association. Krishna goes, this is love. And Krishna showed us, when he came to this world, he showed us those types of relationships. Mother Yasoda wasn't thinking that he was God. Mother Yasoda was thinking that he's my son. Or it's like when Uddhava
Buddha got sent by Krishna to take that message to Vrindavan.
Или как Кришна послал Удаву с этим посланием в Вриндаван.
So it's described that Uddhava, he arrived in Vrindavan just in the evening time when all the cows were coming home.
Описывается, что Кришна пришел в Вриндаван вечером, когда все коровы возвращались домой.
And because the cows were coming home, there was so much dust being lifted in the air by the cows' hooves that no one saw Uddhava's golden chariot coming into Vrindavan.
И поскольку там все эти шли эти коровы, там поднялась такая пыль, что никто не видел золотой колесницы Удхавы.
So he went to Nanda Maharaj's house.
И он отправился в дом Нанда Махараджа.
And he started speaking to him, and Nanda Maharaj received him.
Нанда Махарадж принял его.
And decided to sit in the corner.
И что-то сидел в уголке.
Just crying the whole time.
А всю дорогу просто плакал.
And then Nanda Maharaj, the first thing he said, how is Maharaj Ubrasai? Is he happy now that his whole family has been reunited in Mathura? It's very good that Kamsa got killed.
How is
Krishna? Does he remember us? Does he remember his mother and father here in Vrindavan? How is that boy doing? So then, he spoke so many nice things to Uddhava about Krishna. And how did Uddhava respond? He said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, is doing quite well. And he describes so many verses how Krishna is the Supreme Lord Narayan. And then the verse, looked at Uddhava. He said, what's the matter with you? He said, you're the disciple of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is like the spiritual master of all the demigods. You're supposed to be an intelligent guy. But you're speaking like a stupid person. You're saying that Krishna is Narayan. You're trying to say that Krishna is Bhagavan and Krishna is God? He said, look, you go to my temple. And you look on the altar. And you'll see a Shalgram Shiva there. And you'll see a deity of Vishnu. That's God. Krishna's not God. Krishna's my son. You're trying to tell me that kid that used to carry those my sandals on his head. You're trying to tell me that he's God? That boy that used to pull a seat for me to sit on. You're trying to tell me that he's God? He's not God, he's my son. And then Uddhava, he said, these people are really high. They have a pretty high understanding of who Krishna is. And then Nanda Maharaj stopped. He said, wait a minute. He said, what if you are right? What if Krishna is God? And he put his hand on his head. He said, it means that not only did I lose my son, but I lost my God also. And then Nanda Maharaj just became very silent. So this is how the people of Vrindavan, they see Krishna. You see, and we can go to that position of understanding the Lord with such pure and unalloyed love, if we'll serve our Guru Maharaj's lotus feet, if we'll serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we'll chant the holy name purely, then we'll go to that level of consciousness.
И на самом деле мы можем прийти к этому уровню сознания, если мы будем просто служить голосным стопам духовного учителя, если мы будем служить миссии Шичитай Махапрабху.
But you have to be strict.
Нужно быть очень строгим.
You can't cheat.
Нельзя обманывать.
You can't play around.
Нельзя, так сказать, играться.
You have to be very, very determined.
Нужно быть очень решительным.
Okay, so be determined.
Решительным.
When did actually the prophet talk to his disciples about being determined? And having complete conviction in devotional service. Are you convinced? Are you convinced? Are you convinced? And then he kept his servants up until like 1 o'clock in the morning preaching to them.
И он продержал своих слуг до часа ночи проповедовали.
Then they went and they took rest.
Потом они пошли спать.
And then after some time, one of the servants, they heard somebody moving around in the room.
А один из слуг услышал, что кто-то ходит по комнате.
And they thought maybe a thief had come in the room.
Думали, может быть, это вор.
And then all of a sudden, the light turned on.
И вдруг включился свет.
The prophet was standing over him.
Прабхупад стоял над ними.
Are you convinced? We should become very, very convinced about devotional service. No messing around. Okay, so we should stop now. And everyone who's participating in Sri Vishnupada's Vyasa Puja, they should go and make whatever necessary arrangements are there. Sri Vishnupada is so powerful, a devotee of Srila
Prabhupada.
So foremost preacher and topmost intelligent person. So everyone should engage in his glorification today.
Все должны сегодня тоже заняться прославлением.
And everyone should hear the glorification of such an exalted personality.
И все должны слушать прославление такой великой личности.
And everyone should pray for His mercy, that He'll actually bless us, that we can have the determination to become pure devotees and pure followers of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara.
Мы должны молить Его о благословении, чтобы мы смогли стать честными преданными в нашей Гуру Парампара.
I've actually never associated with Sri Vishnupada so much. But last night I went on Calm. And I sent him a Vyasa Puja message. And I just told him, I said, thank you very much for all of the pure hearted service that you do Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's mission.
Я сказал, просто написал ему большое спасибо за это служение Прабхупаде и миссии Прабхупады, которую вы выполняете с чистым сердцем.
And I said, please bless me that I can become a servant of Prabhupada the way that you are.
Пожалуйста, благословите меня так, чтобы я стал слугой Прабхупады таким же, как вы.
So we should meditate in that way today.
Так сегодня мы должны медитировать именно таким.